to me about what's going on Kent's roads at the moment.
Yeah, it's quite alarming. We've compared 3 years of data from 2010 to 2012 and against 2013 to 2015. And overall in Kent, we've seen an increase of about 18% in terms of serious and fatal crashes. And that puts Kent well down the bottom of the league of 78 counties. Kent's actually 73rd out of the 78. So not a good picture at all, I'm afraid.
No, that is quite serious. So what do you think's leading to these crashes?
Well, we know overall the southeast of England is seeing on our risk register higher amount of risk now, that there are many more fatal and serious casualties in the southeast. So I suppose you could say that Kent is following that trend. It's possibly to do with traffic levels and also a very dense road network. So, but obviously we're looking at routes. The Road Safety Foundation looks at route lengths and compares crashes to traffic flow. We come up with a kind of risk rating that the average driver would face. It's more to do with road type in a way. That's the sort of thing that we look at. So we would look at A roads on our Eurowrap network. It's mainly A roads and, you know, that sort of road that's in rural road mainly, although the ones in Kent that have come up high are semi-rural. So it's road type, and it's also how forgiving the roadsides are. So it's not just the type of vehicle. In fact, we mainly find crashes relate to vehicles running off the road, sometimes single vehicle accidents, junction accidents, head-on crashes. They feature prominently and are often just cars, motorcycles, pedestrians, cyclists, etc. But lorries obviously feature because Kent is very heavily trafficked by lorries, but it doesn't stand out as a particular statistic.
The A254, that's obviously one of the worst in the country in regards to sort of risk. What's going on there?
Yeah, that's really featured. It's the highest highest in the southeast, that particular one. And so that really does, it's quite a short length. Quite a bit of it is actually through a sort of semi-urban area. But it has particular problems with motorcyclists, so 40% casualties for seriously injured or killed motorcyclists, and 40% for pedal cyclists, pedestrians, and 47% at junctions. So it does have a very high risk rate, partly due to the nature of the road itself.